All right, it's a Tuesday. You know what that means. It's Dial-A-Doc program here today. And from FHN Marketing this morning, Jill McKenna is with us. Hey, Jill, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. It's great to talk to you. We're talking about this coming Saturday, Saturday's Health Fair, and it's a family fun event coming up soon now at the Y. Tell us all about it. What is it?
The FHN Family Health Fair and YMCA's Healthy Kids Day is this Saturday, April 21st, from 9 to noon, and this will be located at the Family YMCA on the campus of Highland Community College in Freeport.
All right. When you say this is for the family, do you mean, is it mostly for the kids?
Oh, no. We have activities for all ages. We do have a lot of fun hands-on activities for the kids, but we also have stations for families to complete together, and we have a lot of information for all ages. I think our advertisement said from ages 1 to 100. We have a lot of things for all ages. And something new this year, we have food. We have some healthy crock pot tastings to try. So it's, like I said, it's a little bit something for everyone.
Wow, okay. We're talking to Jill McKenna, FHN Marketing, here today on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. How did the Y and FHN decide to team up for this family fun event?
FHN and the YMCA of Northern Illinois has always shared the same goals, which is wellness and providing healthy options and activities for families to do together. So it has been a great partnership, and we've been doing it for a number of years now.
Now, I understand there's going to be other organizations going to be participating besides the Y and FHN. Tell us about those organizations.
Yes, one of our new additions this year is the Pretzel City Area Transit, and they're going to be offering free rides out to the health fair this year. So, for example, starting at 9 o'clock, you could hop on the bus at Shopko. It'll then go to the Boys and Girls Club of Freeport, the Lincoln Mall, and then the last stop will be Highland Community College. So the rides start at 9 a.m., and the last pickup will start at around 11 till 11:30, 11:45 to head out to the health fair.
All right, so that's coming up now this Saturday. A reminder for that, mark that on your calendar. What type of activity is going to be available now on the exercise side of things, Jill?
The exercise side of the health fair is the Y is running an imagination station, which is really cool. It's like a giant building blocks Lego type of activity. They'll also be having an obstacle course. And then we have Jazzercise and the FGA Dance Studio from Freeport will be doing some demonstrations. So those are just a few of the exercise activities we have at the health fair.
And we're talking to Jill McKenna, FHN Marketing, here today, the FHN Dial-A-Doc program. What other kind of demos and activities going to be offered that's wellness-orientated?
Wellness-orientated, we have new community program kicking off this year called Connect the Dots. So that'll be one station, or several stations actually, that will talk about the new program. And this is a community approach to community care. One of the goals of Connect the Dots that FHN is involved with is promote well-being by helping individuals meet their basic physical, emotional, social, and spiritual needs. So there will be people from the program at the health fair talking about that. There will also be the Senior Resource Center, the Stevenson County Health Department, the United Way will have some information and some handouts. FHN Foundation will also be there. And then there may also be some four-legged friends from the FHN Pet Therapy Program. So there will be a lot of things to see.
All right, boy, sounds great. Again, it's coming up this Saturday at the YMCA. Now, a lot of people, the other thing is that you're encouraging people to really stop at all the stations if possible. In fact, if people get to a majority of the stations, there's some prizes. Tell us about this.
Yes, we have prizes for the kids and the adults. If kids have attended in the past, they'll be familiar with our bike drawings. So if the kids visit the majority of the stations, I believe there are 32 stations, if they visit at least 16 of the stations, they can put their name in for a drawing to win a bike. We'll be giving away two bikes that morning. For the adults, since we're doing the healthy crock pot tastings, we'll be giving away crock pots. And we have 9 crock pots to give away every 20 minutes beginning at 9:30. There's also a few other FHN departments that I'd like to talk about I forgot to mention before. We have quite a few departments from FHN that will have a lot of good information. We have our infection control department talking about hand washing station, the emergency room, cardiac services, family dental, and one of our newest additions to the FHN family this spring has been the giant inflatable colon, which made its debut at the FHN GI Lab open house this past March. So it's a 10 by 12 inflatable colon that you can walk through and check different types of diseases on the colon walls. So we hope a lot of people will come out and check out the inflatable colon.
Okay, there we go. So that you're talking about health, wellness, and information all happening this coming Saturday. Joe, what happens if it rains?
It'll still be held. We have only a couple activities outside. We do have the Freeport Fire Department, fire and ambulance visiting, along with Star Ambulance. So those are really the only two activities we'll have outside. Otherwise, all other activities are inside the YMCA.
Okay, there you go. So in case it rains or it's too dang cold, too, that could be an issue as well. And
the way
lately it's been. So that's good news there as well. Is there any cost for any of this?
No, it's a free event for the family. We hope that everyone can bring out their family and then enjoy this free event.
All right, so now that's coming up this Saturday. Again, give us the details again for this Saturday.
Okay, so this Saturday at the YMCA on the Highland Community College campus is the FHN Family Health Fair and YMCA's Healthy Kids Day, Saturday, April 21st from 9 to noon.
And also you have the pickup and drop-off schedule as well. That's published. You can find that at FHN.org because you can get rides in and back and forth, right?
Yes, that is correct. Starting at 9 o'clock at Shopko, and it'll bring you out to the health fair.
All right, very good. Now, where can folks find out more information about this coming Saturday?
Okay, any other information or if they have any questions, they can go to FHN.org. Look at art activities that will be offered.
All right, Jill, great to talk to you. Great information. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Scott.
All right, Jill McKenna here today from FH Marketing here again this morning on the FHN Dial-A-Doc program, and it's the FHN Family Health Fair and YMCA Healthy Kids Day. It's coming up now this coming Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon at the YMCA out at Highland Community College in Freeport. Make sure that you attend. This is the Morning Mess.